I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the bureaucratic way the University of Texas kept its football team all white until 1970. But first, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
Rob Manfred is having a, let's call it a challenging year as the commissioner of baseball. Which of his recent missteps do you find the most egregious? Choosing not to punish the players involved in the sign-stealing scandal or calling the World Series trophy, quote, just a piece of metal?
Well, first of all, Rob Manfred is terrible at being a baseball commissioner.
Yeah.
As have been every baseball commissioner of my lifetime. It is a job designed to be held by a person who is not very good at that job. That's the way the owners want it. That's the way it works. The sainted late Bart Giamatti was in the middle of the collusion scandal. Petey Ueberroth ran the collusion scandal. Bud Selig, you know, was perfectly happy to have juiced up players save baseball from his own bungling of the cancellation of the World Series. I mean, find me a competent commissioner of baseball and I'll buy him a drink, even if he's dead. If you buy into baseball's latest moral hysteria, which is the sign-stealing scandal, that's worse than bad-mouthing the trophy because, quite frankly, the trophy's ugly as hell. The trophy looks like a collection of swizzle sticks.
Meanwhile, Manfred is reminding pitchers that it is very, very dangerous to intentionally plunk batters. This is an attempt to stop pitchers from taking their own retribution against members of the 2017 Astros. Think anyone will listen?
I think this is not going to fall on Rob Manfred. It's going to fall on the umpires. Mm. They're going to have to decide whether or not something is retaliatory or not, which is pretty much what they do anyway. But it'll have a special edge this year because every time a ball gets within 20 feet of an Astros batter in Houston, the crowd's going to go wild. It's a good warning, but let's face it, you shouldn't throw a baseball 100 miles an hour at anybody for any reason.
Right.
A well-conditioned major league pitcher can kill you.
Little leagues across the country are dropping the Astros nickname because they say it sets a bad example for the children. Do you agree?
I'd refuse to be outraged, just as I refuse to be outraged about steroids. And I think this moral posturing of dropping the Astros nickname, what, you want us to, like, forget about John Glenn, too? I mean, that's where the nickname comes from. We're going to banish John Glenn because he's associated with the Astros who stole signs? Please, stop taking yourself so seriously, baseball. And please, God, let the game start, because then we'll have something else to talk about.
The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team has filed for summary judgment and asked for $67 million in damages and back pay in their lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. Meanwhile, the Federation has asked the judge to dismiss the case outright. This all feels like legal posturing to me. I mean, this one's going to trial, right?
You're right. It is going to trial. There's an initial offer, an initial counteroffer. Nobody expects one side to accept either initial offer or counteroffer. So, yeah, we're going to be – this one's going to court. But you got to love them. They're not aiming small.
No.
I mean
– The NCAA is working on a proposal that would allow college athletes to transfer schools once without having to sit out, but only if their original school grants them a release. Gee, how charitable of them.
Yeah, I mean, basically what they're doing is they're taking away the one-year penalty,
mm-hmm.
but they're leaving in place the university's ability to deny a player his right to, like, move on, for example, if the coach at his school takes a multi-million-dollar job to coach elsewhere.
Yeah.
So this is an improvement in which nothing really gets better.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is something the NCAA excels at.
They're really good at it.
They're good at that, yeah.
I mean, it feels to me that the NCAA is at a real crisis point here. Change the rules or risk being legislated out of existence. It doesn't feel like this is the kind of change that is going to keep the hounds at bay.
No, it's not. And by the way, they've been at this particular crisis point for about 25 years now. I mean,
fair.
Various government bodies, various legislatures, national and state, have been threatening to bring the hammer down on the NCAA forever. Ever since the O'Bannon trial, we are at a critical mass in which actual reform has to happen before the whole system just falls down around them.
And finally, Charlie, is there anything more 2020 than the tattoo recently inked on the arm of a Chiefs fan?
Yeah, he got himself a tattoo featuring Andy Reid as the Mandalorian without his helmet, so you know it's Andy Reid, and an actually kind of creepy Patrick Mahomes as Baby Yoda, in which Patrick Mahomes as Baby Yoda sort of looks like an evil elf that would bite your face. I think he needs to get his money back on the on Patrick Mahomes' Baby Yoda.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes, nice-looking fella. Baby Yoda, totally cute. Together, not so much.
Doesn't work that way, no.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.